Radio Daily for Weekend Eve. That's right. It's almost here again. It's fantastic. It's how quickly it happens. That's only because time is speeding up, even though time isn't real, because you're getting closer to death. Welcome to it, everybody. Happy weekends. Almost. It's close to... Sorry. Maybe I'm just a little melancholy and in a weird thing because today is February the 13th. Da-da-da! Sorry, I need some medication. Hi, everybody. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us from all the various places that you do. True statement. The folks that are bringing the tea today, well, the man who's decided, look, bosses, let's get one thing straight, that there's podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
I'm not going to argue with a digital image.
But you look so cute when you do. Hi, everybody. I'm ready for anything. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Look up, Haratha, yeah, I speak Klingon too, so kiss my chocolate Gunta, and also hach you.
Damn right. What happened, sir?
In 1831, in Pennsylvania, the first practical coal-burning locomotive makes its first test run.
Before that, they were all made by this Goldberg guy. 1856, the first U.S. patent for the tintype photographic picture process is issued to Professor Hamilton L. Smith of Gambier, Ohio. It describes the patent for the use of Japan metallic plates in photography. I really think so.
Later on, they were made in Taiwan. 1878, Thomas Edison patents the phonograph.
Does his remix of Mary Had a Little Lamb. 1942, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt authorizes the Secretary of War to allow for the deportation of Japanese Americans into internment camps. The order was officially rescinded the same day in 1976 by President Gerald Ford's proclamation. So wait, people were in prisons for 34 years? That seems weird.
1946, Alan Turing presents the proposal for the development in the mathematics division of an atomic computing engine, ACE, to a meeting of the Executive Committee of the National Physical Laboratory, NPL, in Teddington, England.
So not just a fast food king. 1970, the Soviet Union launches the Sputnik 52 space probe and Monaya 1-13 communication satellite.
Is it 1-13 or 1 through 13?
Ooh, a bunch of satellites all at once. Creepy.
I recently saw in an article that apparently the Space Force is worried that Russian satellites are following U.S. satellites in space. I wonder if anybody's going to tell them that's how orbiting works. 1971, the first warrant to search a computer is issued in San Jose, California. The search will ultimately lead to a conviction for theft of trade secrets.
1974, Nolan Bushnell has issued a patent for his Pong home video game system, which the patent describes as a video image positioning control system.
Bushnell, the shooting guy? Oh, okay. 1982, Embassy Pictures releases the horror film Swamp Thing, directed by Wes Craven and starring Louise Jordan, great name, Adrian Barbeau, great name, Ray Weiss, and David Hess. I never thought of it as horror. I've thought of it as many things, but not horror.
Same day, same year, Mattel Electronics introduces several of its Intellivision video games ported to the Atari VCS video game system.
1983, according to Twin Galaxies, Tracy Miller scores a record-setting 171,110 points playing the Stern arcade game Anteater at the Bunnin Games Arcade in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I wonder how many people have gone there disappointed that it wasn't an adult arcade.
1985, William J. Schroeder becomes the first artificial heart recipient to leave a hospital in good health when he spends 15 minutes outside Humana Hospital in Louisville, then had to go back in.
Or did he? Oh, no, that's his cousin Schrodinger. I apologize. The Coca-Cola Company introduces Cherry Coke on the same day, and the world celebrated.
I know you could get one at your fountain places, but we mean actually in cans and bottles. 1986, Activision, an American computer and video game developer, makes a deal to acquire Infocom, an American software company, for $7.5 million in cash and stock. Infocom had damn fine games.
And they still do, or at least whoever owns their IPs. 1987, Apple Computer registers the internet domain apple.com. It is one of the first 100 companies to register a .com domain. Damn, it's a shame somebody didn't snag that beforehand.
1990, the Star Trek Next Gen episode Yesterday's Enterprise first airs. In it, the crew encounters the Enterprise C at a spatial anomaly, and during a resulting change in the timeline, Tasha Yar is once again part of the crew, since she's like, oh my god, I can't believe I left this gold mine.
Oh, it's a shame Key West didn't do more, didn't do longer. 1997, the U.S. Federal Communications Commissioner, FCC, introduced two new nation phone services. The number 311 is designated for non-emergency calls to the police, and 711 is designated for emergency calls made by the hearing or speech impaired, or if you just happen to need a burrito.
1999, Universal Studios releases the film October Sky, directed by Joe Johnston, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, based on the true story of Homer Hickman, a coal miner's son who was inspired by the first Sputnik launch to become a NASA scientist.
2002, the NASA space probe Mars Odyssey begins to map the surface of Mars using its thermal emission imaging system. The mission will ultimately be a success, revealing more underground ice on the red planet than scientists had expected.
2003, Yahoo discontinues the use of Google-powered search results, launching its own search algorithm, which is why we all use Yahoo now.
2005, NASA announces that it will resume space shuttle missions in May with the Discovery. It will be the first space shuttle flight since the Columbia disaster in February of 2003.
2007, satellite radio services XM Satellite Radio and Sirius Satellite Radio announce a merger to create Sirius XM because nobody wanted it until they got together and made a monopoly.
2008, cellular phone service providers decommissioned their legacy analog cell phone networks in the U.S. in favor of digital service. AT&T and Verizon shut down service immediately, while Altel slowly phases the service out. They may still be on it.
Same day, same year, Toshiba announces it will discontinue its support of its own HD DVD format, leaving Sony's Blu-ray format the prevailing next generation of video technology, because you get to get one of those, I guess, every lifetime. Birthdays?
Bruce Wayne. Well, the comic book character, this is the date given in his comics. What year? Depends on which comic.
Which is weird because David Mazouz is 19, who played Bruce Wayne in Gotham.
Think that's why he was cast?
Could be.
Luke Pasqualino, 30 years old, from Skins and the Musketeers.
Ariel Kebble is 35 from VD and Gilmore Girls.
Haley Duff is 35 from Seventh Heaven and Napoleon Dynamite.
Andrew Buchan is 41. Mark from Broadchurch. Hi, Mark.
Justine Bateman, 54. Mallory and Family Ties and Satisfaction.
Jessica Tuck is 57. That's Nan on True Blood.
Ray Winstone, 63. He's in Rango, Hugo, had a long career. He's also in Crystal Skull.
Jeff Daniels is 65 from the Purple Rose of Cairo, Dumb and Dumberers, and Newsroom, which is really, really good.
He's been in a lot more than
tons of things. We could do the next 20 minutes on his.
Oh, by the way, Jeff Daniels, fantastic musician. You can catch him sometimes touring, playing the guitar and folk music. Bill Kirschenbauer, 67, from Just the 10 of Us. Wait, was he Coach Lubbock?
Yep.
Oh, that was a spinoff of Growing Pains.
Indeed it was. No longer with us, born this date in 1473, Nicholas Copernicus, Polish mathematician and astronomer.
Little known fact, always getting lost. 1924, Lee Marvin, a man who shot Liberty Valance. Paint your wagon. Let's hear. Lee Marvin's been in so many things. Ask your dad.
1930, John Frankenheimer, a director who gave us such fantastic films as The Manchurian Candidate and Ronin.
Ooh, I hadn't thought about Ronin in a while. That's a good movie. CBS. We got a new young Sheldon, the Unicorn Mom, McCarroll's second act, and there are no strangers here on A New Tommy.
Can You Feel Me Near You? ABC, it's a new Station 19, Grey's Anatomy, and a million little things, little tiny bitty pieces.
NBC has a new Superstore, Brooklyn 99, Will and Grace, Indebted, and a new Elenos Vu.
Over on Fox, it's a new Last Man Standing, Outmatched, and while the team battles a massive fire, one of Bill's deputies stumbles upon a suspicious car in the forest that helps them discover a missing girl on A New Deputy.
CW, Katie's personal life is stuck in a holding pattern. Josie comes up with an idea to help keep a record store open on A New Kathy Keene and Legacies.
Over on Freeform, it's a new Grownish, and then Kat's crusade to save a female-oriented sex toy company could lead her to begin dating again on a new episode of The Bold Type.
Doesn't seem like you need to date if you find about it's, a
right?
new toy company. AMC has Grease.
FX will be showing The Simpsons movie.
And if that's not enough Simpsons for you, FXX has their usual Simpsons marathon with The Devil Wears Nada and The Saga of Carl.
IFC, you my boy, Blue. It's old school.
Siffy has Lara Croft Tomb Raider, The Cradle of Life, and then Lara Croft Tomb Raider. I think they're playing those out of order.
They are. That's okay. Well, you're just going to tape
movies,
them.
But they're not bad.
Watch them later anyway. Turner Classic Movies has When Worlds Collide. That's great. It starts with an earthquake.
Science Channel has a new What on Earth?
What? USA, as Detective Ambrose looks closer into Jamie and Nick's relationship before the tragic car accident, Jamie begins to unravel before him on A New Sniper. But we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network, because an aspiring news reporter is eager to cover a big story that'll get her career off the ground. But she's kidnapped and held captive and thrust into the media spotlight as she struggles to escape. Perry Reeves and Kim Shaw star in Abducted on Air.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Chad's father visits and just tears down his son with all these verbal tirades. And poor Chad's also got a patient that won't admit her husband physically abuses her. Abby gets bombarded with homemade cold remedies at the hospital and sticks with it because she never says die. Stefan makes a friend of a hypochondriac. And he knows men of a certain age tend to be overly concerned about their health. He knows he is a better judge at this, though. I mean, he's been the same one, like, on two different shows. He'll convince the guy because he's not easily broken. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Don't you have a letter to read or something?
All I have to say is, Jesus Christ, this one was hard. My Google Foo failed. It failed hard. But since I was six when came out, I will give Google a pass with not a lot of information out there. Did it really air for 1 month with five episodes? You also made me think, since my birthday was Monday, happy birthday to me, that I was just getting old. That is from Drace. Well, no, Drace. This just makes you more vintage. Exactly.
Yeah, and happy birthday.
Indeed, yeah. We're always available to give you your birthday present whenever you are ready. And yeah, I believe only five episodes. So if you need some help with where they are this week, just look for every TV show that only aired five episodes. If you figure that out, drop us a note. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, tell us all about it by dialing
510-GRD-CRO.
Five episodes, 1 month. You're a jerk.
I'm Tony Southcott.
I'm Albert Byrd.
Hi.
Tell me something fun, Tony.
Life isn't fun.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
We started getting, like, the real nitty-gritty of, like, what being a critic's about. In-depth reviews that aren't loaded with spoilers.
Watch this movie.
No.
This movie's good.
There's no anger there. There's no frustration.
As long as I'm not shoveling feces directly into my mouth, I'm fine.
And things allegedly got weirder.
Woo-hoo! The Human Echoes Podcast!
HumanEchoes.com. Hi, this is James Hong. Listen to Gig Radio Daily today.
And then tomorrow. And then, like, take a couple of days off and do the whole thing over again. You know, it's a pattern.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Clodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blastoff.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
Oh, and what are they going to be showing you up in today, sir?
Well, we happen to have Florence. It's an interactive storybook for the Switch, PC, and Mac.
I want a Maker, a precision platformer with a robust level editor for the PC.
Daemon X Machina, a mecha action game with seamless ground and aerial combat, sporting a cel-shaded art style, available for the PC.
Nom Nom Apocalypse, a top-down shooter roguelite set in a post-apocalyptic city plagued by mutant food monstrosities. Shoot, dodge, and outlast the plague of greasy beasts and candy creatures that lurk around every unknown corner. It's like Sausage Party went really, really bad for the PC.
Ballistic Craft, a multiplayer shoot-em-up where players can craft their own types of bullet hell-style ammo. Available for the PC.
Sasuke vs. Commander, released by SNK in 1980, was an early shoot-em-up that featured human characters on foot instead of vehicles, spacecraft, or aliens. The player characters face off against multiple shuriken, throwing ninjas, and along the way face several bosses, including one that has a flame-shooting shinobi for the Switch.
Dreams, the nebulous and long-awaited spiritual successor to Little Big Planet by Media Molecule, focusing once again on user-generated content. Available for the PS4.
Do our jobs for us. Railway Empire, a train simulator from Gaming Minds, and Calypso for the Switch.
Best Friend Forever. Raise a pet and find love in this multi-goal dating sim. Wait, what now?
That's what it says.
It's for the Switch.
Lab 7 Cold Nights, an action-packaged strategy and resource management game featuring minimalist adventure elements in a 2D side-scroller world for the PC.
Darksiders Genesis. Get a look at the world of Darksiders before the events of the original game, assuming that's before Peter Gabriel left. Furthermore, it introduces the fourth and last horseman, Phil Collins. I'm sorry, Strife, as well as co-op gameplay for the first time in the history of the franchise. Available for the PS4, Xbox One, and Switch.
Snack World, the Dungeon Crawl Gold, an action RPG developed by Level 5 for the Switch.
Great name. Spaceland, incredibly dynamic turn-based strategy, reviving the traditions of the old-school tactics. Lead a team of the most desperate fighters. Destroy alien monsters and uncover the secrets of the lost planet. Available now for the Xbox One.
Street Fighter V, the fifth numbered entry in Capcom's signature fighting game series, revamps the game's mechanics yet again while using a new system for post-release content yet again for the PS4, PC, and arcade yet again.
If there isn't a black and white Burger King mask, I'll be very disappointed. Oh, not that kind of V. Sorry. Railway Empire, a train simulator from Gaming Minds and Calypso for the Switch.
Psycho Shooting Stars Bravo, which includes Samurai Aces, Ten Guys, Sengoku Cannon, Samurai Aces 3, Gunbird, Gunbird 2, and Gunbarij?
Ramiwu, a unique walking and exploration puzzle for the PC.
So this is like, what, going to a new neighborhood?
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. The Marvel Cinematic Universe worked in no small part thanks to its constant Nick Fury. His quest to get the Avengers Initiative moving is the reason fans have been able to enjoy a cohesive three-phase MCU so far. Now, Fury's off in space, so what will tie all the films together?
Amazing Man?
While details remain scarce, there is a new report that claims that Rick Jones is coming to the MCU, and he would be the ideal candidate to take over from Fury as a link between worlds.
Ooh, he is a super freak.
Jones is a long-standing character in the Marvel Comics universe and best friend of Bruce Banner, as you know, the Hulk. In fact, the whole reason Bruce turned into the Hulk was saving Jones from that very same fate. Banner gained himself a lifelong, fiercely loyal friend. In addition, Jones is a big fan of just about every superhuman he encounters, and that's what makes him so well-suited to replace Nick Fury.
Well, that and he survived the Hulk's bachelor party after spending some time in Tahiti. It is a magical place.
Jones isn't useless to the superheroes either. As in his want to support his super friends, he dedicated his time to studying hacking. He showcased this during the Secret Empire crossover event, becoming an infamous and crucial member of the Resistance against Hydra. He even lost his life trying to help the Resistance, being publicly executed on live television.
Only Bucky State. Oh, wait, never mind.
Jones is no stranger to immense power either, as he himself was once turned into a Hulk-like creature called A-Bomb, while Banner's arm seemingly still seriously injured following Avengers Endgame. Having Jones come in as A-Bomb to replace the muscle could be a possibility. One time, he was even merged with Captain Marvel, giving him experiences in wielding the great power this merge entails.
I'd like to merge with...
The connections and compatibility with the characters gives Jones a versatility that Fury simply didn't have. Fury was part of the action films like Captain America Winter Soldier, but he didn't feel like he was part of any ongoing team, whereas Jones has the ability, you know, to go to any team because he has no ulterior motives. This would be a smart move and certainly better than trying to bring the Beyonder in this soon.
I'm sorry, who?
Shh, it's a secret.
Speaking of Marvel, Sony will be adding to its Marvel films this year with Morbius and Venom 2, Electric Vindaloo. But a new bit of info suggests that Sony's web continues to grow, with an untitled Sony Marvel film slated to hit theaters on October 8th, 2021. That film is currently unannounced, but to make the 2021 date, it would have to begin production later this year.
Is it Video Man?
Under Sony's original deal with Marvel, the studio has the rights to make films about Spider-Man and his adjacent supporting characters and associated heroes. Both Venom and Morbius fall under that arrangement. Although Sony has dropped hints that Morbius has direct links to the MCU, Tom Holland's Spider-Man films are currently set in a different continuity. However, that could change depending upon the nature of Marvel Studios' most recent Sony deal.
As long as Disney gets the merchandising, it's absolutely changing.
That leaves us to figure out which character will get their own film. Black Cat and Silver Sable are both strong possibilities. The abandoned Silver and Black film would have been a Black Cat and Silver Sable story. Sony has wanted to make a Sinister Six movie for some time. Kraven the Hunter has also been a popular topic of speculation. The big possibility right now is that Sony wants to make a Spider-Woman movie. In the comics, Jessica Drew was the first Spider-Woman, and her origin was separate from Spidey's. Spider-Woman was also a prominent member of the Avengers before her modern relaunch.
Before she moved to Knott's Landing.
At some point, they will tell us more about Sony's plans for its Marvel heroes, but at the moment, the untitled 2021 film has neither a writer nor a director. But how about a build-up to the Sinister Six with solo villain movies? You know, just get the good ones. Look, nobody needs to see Typeface, Pastepot Pete, or the Hypno Hustler.
A surgical robot capable of reconnecting vessels with diameters as tiny as 0.3 millimeters has been tested on human patients, and the results are promising.
still trying to come to terms with the robocatheter.
New research describes MUSA, the first robotic system designed exclusively for performing reconstructive super microsurgery. Using the system, surgeons were able to reconnect vessels with diameters between 0.3 and 0.8 millimeters, which, while not impossible for human surgeons, is a task that requires tremendous skill, dexterity, and patience. MUSA was recently tested on a small group of breast cancer patients, all of whom responded positively to the procedure.
It also required surgeons to have a great night's sleep.
The pilot trial involved 20 patients, all whom were randomly selected for the study. All women in the trial had breast cancer-related lymphedema, a debilitating condition that can substantially reduce quality of life. It can be treated with microsurgical techniques known as lymphaticovenous astenotomosis, LVA, in which highly skilled surgeons manually reconnect and restore normal lymphatic flow and arterial circulation. But, as the authors pointed out in the study, performance is limited by precision and dexterity of the human hands. Not all patients qualify for LVA surgery, given its delicate nature.
Not all surgeons qualify due to their delicate nature.
MicroSure, a Netherlands-based company, designed MUSA to be extremely stable, capable of filtering out vibrations or tremors typically associated with a human hand. It also scales down motions made by human surgeons who are in control of the system, making it easily maneuverable. It's got arms that hold microsurgical instruments and is compatible with standard surgical microscopes.
It's basically a very advanced claw game.
Looking ahead, the researchers would like to test the system on more patients and in other medical facilities. Surgeons are very skilled at what they do, but this robotic system could give them even more precision, while also potentially increasing the number of patients who can benefit from reconstructive super microsurgery. They're going to make sure that these people get all the training they need by making a very, very, very small version of Operation, the Wacky Doctor's Game.
NASA is now accepting applications for the next class of Artemis Generation astronauts.
Astronauts who have a bleached ass?
Okay, so submit your credentials between March 2nd and 31st for a chance to join one of the nation's most exclusive clubs.
One where no one is high on mescaline.
Over the past five decades, NASA has selected 350 people to train as astronaut candidates. Now with 48 Rocketeers in its active corps, the agency needs more crew members to fly shuttles into outer space.
Do you mind not hanging around till the last minute before letting me know that you're there?
Basic requirements include United States citizenship and a master's degree in a STEM field, engineering, biological science, physical science, computer science, or mathematics will do, or 2 years, 36 semester hours, 54 quarter hours, of work towards a PhD program in a related science, technology, engineering, or math field, a completed doctor of medicine or doctor of osteopathic medicine degree is good too.
Isn't there just a for dummies book I can read?
And assuming you meet all of those requirements, you'll have to pass NASA's long-duration spaceflight physical.
I wanna get physical, physical.
After returning humans to our satellite in 2024, NASA plans to establish sustainable lunar exploration before the end of the decade. New data collected on and around the moon will prepare the agency to send people to Mars in the mid-2030s. And you heard that with your own two earballs.
A mysterious object 500 million light years away has baffled scientists after transmitting signals that hit Earth every 16 days.
Eat at Joe's.
Scientists do not know what is causing this, but it's being recognized as the first reliable pattern of fast radio bursts in deep space.
Is Voyager playing that gold record, or is an alien scratching with it?
These newly discovered radio bursts repeat their activity every 16 days, which of course suggests something is controlling them.
Or someone.
Researchers have so far found over 100 types of fast radio bursts, but only 10 of those have been set to repeat, and none have shown any consistent tempo.
So a middle school band is trapped in deep space? Damn it, Miss Frizzle!
Astrophysicists discovered the pattern in data from the Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment, or CHIME, radio telescope in British Columbia. In this particular instance, around 1 to 2 radio bursts will blast out per hour for 4 days before going silent for 12 days. The cycle then repeats itself.
It's not a message about Ovaltine, is it?
These bursts were recently traced to a spiral galaxy nearly 500 million light years away from Earth. Duncan Lorimer, an astrophysicist at West Virginia University in Morgantown, said, "This is very significant. It's been suggested this particular radio burst could be orbiting something else, such as a star or a black hole."
Oh, then it's Reinhard Maximilian saying it's full of stars. Okay.
Leon Ustrom at the Netherlands Institute for Radio Astronomy said, "If it were an alien beacon, I would think it would emit more quickly because a 16-day period is not efficient for communication. Imagine getting one signal every 16 days. It would take forever to get a message.
Well, could it be an alien's demo tape?
Maybe. I mean, linguists have been working on this to see if they can decipher any kind of message. The best they have is something that goes along the lines of, I ran my ovipositor down your throat and lay my eggs in your chest, but I'm not an alien. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com.
We have a translation. I believe the sound is merely ack, 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 ack.
Fliggity biggity biggity boo, is it? And no matter what you hear in the tabloids, the message was not Mars needs women. Okay, drop us a note, won't you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com or send us a voicemail. Simply dial the magic numbers of
510-GRD.
And well, they're coming here because they heard that Earth girls are easy.
It's been noted, but I have found that's just not really true at all. Not in the slightest. Oh, well, maybe next time.
This is no respectable establishment.
Good night, suckers.
Scat. Skedaddle. Adios. Arrivederci. Ciao. Aloha. Fuck off.
You ever try our products?
Stop! Aren't you being rather cowardly? Assaulting a girl?
No, he's right. You know, when you're right, you're right.
Knock it off, Sonny. You made your point.
Stay out of this, Selena.
Call me a coward again.
You're a coward. An ignorant, brutish.
Stop!
While you're down there, kid, lick my boot.
Strength causes weight. Now, if you're gonna be a big man, all you have to do is outlast him.
I actually think he wants a beating. Is that your thing, kid? You're like...
an ignorant, brutish, cowardly clown.